Title: Outro Design for Mixing Masterclass with Stock Devices Intermediate. All right, let's build a proper drum and bass outro that works like a DJ tool, not just the song ending. In DNB, the outro is basically a mix lane. It's where you make it easy for the next track to blend. Clean beats, less harmonic clutter, and phrasing that feels obvious in 8 and 16 bar blocks. If your outro is messy, DJs have to fight it. If your outro is clean, your track gets played more. That's the mindset. Today you're building a club-ready 32-bar outro in Ableton Live, using only stock devices, in arrangement view. The goal is a two-stage ramp down that still feels energetic, musical to percussive to almost mixtual clean in the final 8. Before we touch a single knob, let's set up phrasing so the arrangement does the heavy lifting. Set your outro length to 32 bars, and drop locators at bar 1, bar 17, bar 25, and bar 33. Name them clearly. Think of it like a DJ roadmap. Bars 1 to 16 is the musical exit. Bars 17 to 24 is the percussive exit. Bars 25 to 32 is the mixtual zone. Now do a quick DJ scan. This is huge. First, solo your drums group and listen from bar 25 to the end. Ask yourself, if I was beatmatching over this, would it feel stable and predictable? If the groove feels fussy or overly edited, simplify now. Second, mute your bass group and listen again. If the groove collapses without bass, that tells you your hats and tops aren't carrying enough momentum. In a DJ blend, hats are often the glue. Third, check mono compatibility. On the master, drop a utility and set width to 0 temporarily. If your snare loses punch or your hats vanish, fix the stereo weirdness now, because the last 8 bars need to translate in clubs and on DJ mixers. Cool. Now let's organize the session so automation is easy. Group your tracks into buses, drums, bass, music, effects, and use returns for space. The whole point here is, you automate a few group lanes, not 50 individual tracks. Next, let's build 2 DJ safe return tracks, stock only. Return A is your dark plate verb. Add hybrid reverb. Set it to reverb mode, and choose plate or tight hall. Keep the decay controlled, around 1.2 to 2.2 seconds. Add a little pre-delay, like 10 to 25 milliseconds, so the transient stays punchy. Then filter it, low cut around 200 to 350 Hz, and high cut somewhere around 6 to 10k depending on how dark you want it. If the snare gets pokey, you can add EQ8 after and tame a bit around 2 to 4k. The big rule, the reverb return should never be carrying sub. Return bead is your ping pong echo. Add delay. Set it to ping pong. Sync to 1/8 or 1/4. DNB loves 1/8 because it fills space without slowing the groove. Feedback around 25 to 45%. Then filter inside the delay. High pass around 250 Hz. Low pass around 7 to 9k. After the delay, and saturator with 1 to 3 dB of drive. Soft clip on. That gives your throws presence without sharp peaks. Quick coaching note. Filtered returns are not optional in DNB outros. If your delay and verb have low end, the outro smears into the next tune and the DJ loses control. Now we start building the 3 stages. Stage 1. Bars 1 to 16. Reduce musical density without killing momentum. The track still needs to roll. We're clearing the lane, not pulling the handbrake. Start with the bass group, because bass is the number one thing that ruins blends if you leave it too long. On the bass group, drop EQ8 first. Make band 1 a high-pass filter, 12 or 24 dB per octave. Keep it low for now, around 20 to 30 Hz, just cleaning rumble. Then add utility after it, so you can do clean gain automation without changing tone. Over bars 1 to 16, automate the bass group down gently like 1 to 3 dB. Not dramatic yet, and if you have multiple bass layers, here's your first commit point. Around bar 9, remove the hook layer. Maybe it's the aggressive Reese movement or a growly mid layer, or something that feels like the song. Turn that off or pull it down, and leave a simpler sustaining layer. That single decision reads as intentional arrangement, not random fading. Now handle the music group. The goal is to stop the song from continuing, but still keep vibe. Automate your reverb send to return so it rises slightly at the end of each 8-bar phrase, especially the last 2 bars of bars 7 to 8. And again 15 to 16. Think of it like a little breath of space as elements leave. Then do 1 or 2 intentional delay throws to return B. Use a last hit throw technique. Pick 1 stab, vocal chop, or lead hit at bar 16, beat 4. For just that hit, spike the delay send briefly, maybe up to 25 to 40%. Then immediately mute the dry signal after the hit, or drop the clip gain, so you mostly hear the tail. That creates a clean handoff. You get vibe. but you're not leaving clutter. And notice what we're doing. We're making obvious moments. Commit points. A moment where the bass character changes. A moment where the song becomes a tool. Stage 2, bars 17 to 24. Percussive exit. This is the classic DJ blend zone. Here, simplify drums. Keep kick and snare consistent. If you've got busy break edits, ghost snares, or constant fills, reduce them after bar 17. You can either edit the arrangement to a simpler loop, or thin what you already have. If you're using a break, put a Q8 on that break track and high pass it around 150 to 250 Hz. Then, if it's boxy, do a small cut around 300 to 500. The idea is, keep the transience and character of the break, but ditch the mud so your kick and whatever low end remains doesn't pile up. Now on the drums group, add auto filter set to low pass, 12 dB slope, start the cutoff wide open, like 18 to 20k, and automate it down gently to around 10 to 14k by bar 24. This isn't supposed to sound like a dramatic filter sweep. This is more like you're closing the sparkle, so the outro naturally feels like it's stepping back. Optional. Put drum bus on the drums group, but be careful. Drive maybe 5 to 15%, crunch minimal and keep boom off or extremely low in the outro. We don't want extra low end tail. One more important coaching move here. Keep the master stable while elements exit. If your mix feels like it changes size when bass and music drop out, that's usually compression or limiting reacting. Instead of leaning on the master, put a glue compressor on the drums group. Ratio 2 to 1. Attack 10 milliseconds, release on auto and only aim for about 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction at most. The drums stay consistent while everything else fades away. That's the feel you want for a DJ blend. Stage 3. Bars 25 to 32. Mix tool clean ending. This is where you become DJ gold. Let's make the low end exit properly. On the bass group, automate that EQ8 high pass from roughly 30 Hz up to around 80 to 120 Hz by the end of bar 32. Use 24 dB per octave if your sub is really persistent. At the same time, use utility gain to fade the bass down another 3 to 8 dB by bar 32. If your bass patch rings out, add a gate on the actual bass track, not necessarily on the group. Set the threshold so it closes between notes, and keep the release around 80 to 200 milliseconds to avoid clicks. The goal is not to chop the bass, it's to prevent long tails that fight the next tune. And here's a more natural alternative. If your HP automation sounds obvious, instead of filtering harder, shorten the bass note length in MIDI, or reduce sustain. You can even use auto pan as a subtle tremolo with phase at zero and low amount, just to reduce sustain, without hearing filter movement. Often less sustain sounds cleaner than more filter. Now, music disappears but space remains. By bar 25, mute most music tracks. If you want vibe, keep one atmosphere or noise layer very low. Put an auto filter high pass around 250 to 500 Hz so it cannot compete with the mix, and keep it controlled. This is where a noise floor can be amazing in dark rollers. It makes the outro feel alive without being musical content that clashes. For the final 8 bars, keep your drums simple and predictable. Kick, snare, hats. Remove big crashes, long risers, and busy fills. If you want an end marker, do a short, filtered impact at bar 32 beat 1, and keep it short. No long low tail. Also, lock the micro timing. In the last 8, DJs blend using hats a lot. Pick one hat loop as your timing reference, and nudge other top loops by a few milliseconds using track delay or clip start until the transient stack feels deliberate and grid solid. This is one of those tiny intermediate level details that makes a track feel pro in a mix. Now a couple advanced variations you can try, still stock only. 1. The swap out beat. Instead of just removing parts, replace complexity with simplicity. At bar 17, switch to a tight two-step kit. At bar 25, keep the kit but remove one element every 4 bars. That reads as purposeful arrangement, not a fading session. 2. A halftime illusion in the final 8. Keep kick and snare unchanged, but change the hat accent so it feels heavier and slower while still being blendable at the same tempo. Great for darker rollers. 3. A DJ mix-in lane with a mid-only snare. Duplicate your snare track, call it snare mid. Band pass at roughly 180 Hz to 6k with a Q8, and keep it quiet, like 6 to 12 dB down. This creates a centered, predictable snare that doesn't do weird stereo stuff under an incoming track. 4. An energy-carrying ghost layer. Add a super quiet shaker or Foley tick, high-passed, that stays consistent through bars 25 to 32. It stops the outro from feeling dead without adding harmonic clutter. Before you print, Do one more DJ reality check. Loop bars 25 to 32 for a full minute. If it gets annoying, it's too busy or too sharp. If it feels empty, add hats or a tiny ghost layer, not bass or big music. Then check mono again. Do kick and snare still anchor the groove? And test the real scenario. Drop a reference DNB track on another channel and start it at bar 29. Listen to the low end. Your job is to get out of the way cleanly so the new track can own the sub. Quick recap so you can repeat this on any tune. A great DNB outro is a DJ tool. Predictable phrasing, reduced harmonic content, controlled space. Build it in stages, musical, then percussive, then minimal. Use stock devices strategically, EQ8 and utility for clean fades and sub removal. Auto filter for subtle tonal closing, hybrid, reverb and delay for filtered intentional throws, and drum bus or saturator carefully for density without chaos. And remember, the final 8 bars should be stable and DJ safe. Minimal surprises, clean low end, clear transients. If you tell me your BPM, your sub key, and whether your drums are clean two-step roller or break heavy jungle, I can suggest an outro blueprint and exact bar-by-bar commit points tailored to your track.